السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد. My respected brothers and sisters in Islam, it is a blessing and tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is making us be involved in ibadah, act of worship, dhikrullah, and khatmul Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us. May Allah make us, our children, our progeny, till the day of Qiyamah, those who will engage in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected brothers, yesterday and today I was reading Qunut in Fajr Salah. Generally, in the madhab of Shafi'i, every day in Fajr, we read Qunut. And in month of Ramadan, we read Qunut. In witr of last 15 nights, we do qunut. In madhab of Hanafi, in the witr, every day right through, before you go to ruku, there is a qunut that you read softly, that qunut will be read. But today and yesterday I was reading a qunut al-nazila, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has encouraged us when there is calamity, when there is difficulty, that we can read qunut in 5 times salah. So this is not a general qunut of Fajr. This is an qunut al-nazila, because we know the situation in Palestine, and we know situation what is happening in Uyghur Muslims and in India and all over. There's a lot of brothers sending message and calls to make dua for them. Certain things we know what is happening in the media, certain things we do not know what is happening. So these last 10 nights, it is maybe very appropriate for us to appeal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the mashura, with the management. We have been doing this qunut. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our du'as. May Allah make things situation ease for entire Muslim ummah right around the world. My dear respected brother, we have reached the last few days and few nights. In general, when you are reaching last few days and few nights, we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for acceptance. Allah should accept whatever we have done. Our amal has no value when there is no acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our numbers has no value. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at the quality. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at how do we end. Husn al-khatima. Nama al-a'mal bi-khawatimiha. There's a hadith of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all action depends on how it ends. Our life, we live the entire life in obedience, but if we don't end the life with obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are at a loss. We spend the whole month in obedience, but if this last few nights and few days does not complete with the good deeds, then we are at a loss. So we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for acceptance. And my respected brothers, we were going through the tafsir of the Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha, and we were trying to connect with the stories of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. And we were going through, touching here and there, try to connect and get some insight. Actually, you know, tafsir is it's a field, it's a study on its own. It's not that you can easily do something. It is, you know, Allah should forgive me if I have not done the haqq of it. What I'm trying to do, you know, try to take the entire tafsir which is there and try to connect and make it simplified to you all. When I'm presenting it sometime, may Allah protect and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect me from any error. Because when it comes to Quran, it is Kalamullah. How much ever we try to explain and how much ever we try to give explanation, sometime there are going to be weakness from our side. We try difficult to understand. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should give us right understanding of the Quran so that we can connect and we can actually implement in our life. We practically, the Quran should, you know, transform us, and Quran should internalize, and we should follow the Quran. And my respected brothers, in this month of Ramadan, one thing that we have learned, that is that through connection of the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introducing the month of Ramadan as month of Quran. Shahur Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. The month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran. Why this month was great? Because Quran was revealed. Why the night of Laylatul Qadr is great? Because Quran was revealed. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have made Jibreel alayhi salam great? I was mentioning this because Jibreel alayhi salam was a messenger who was bringing every single ayah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is greater than all of them. Why our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest prophet, is the greatest. There is no one after Allah is greater than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this final Quran, tanzeelun min hakeemin aleem, this Quran was revealed from Allah. It was revealed to our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we become the great ummah. We become the great ummah because of two reasons. One is we are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are the ummah which is carrying this Quran. Carrying the Quran. As long as, my respected brothers and sisters, as long as we hold on to the Quran and Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we cannot separate Quran and Sunnah. Actually, Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is embedded with the Quran. Embedded with the Quran. There is ideology came up later on when there is a difference of opinion, when they come to hadith, interpretation, certain hadiths are authentic, certain hadiths are not authentic. Some people came up saying, oh, we don't need Sunnah, we only follow Quran. You will never ever be able to follow Quran without following the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran itself, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ. Quran is emphasizing whatever sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, فَخُذُوهُ, hold on to that. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ, when whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not say that, only Allah, no. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ, when sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibit you with something, you need to stay away. We need to stay away. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Quran and Sunnah cannot be separated. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, only we can understand Quran with the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by learning seerah. لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to explain to the ummah, to humanity, what Allah has revealed through practical, verbally, practical action and everything. لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ, to the entire humanity to explain. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seerah and tafsir goes in hand in hand. You cannot learn and understand Quran without learning about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Generally, sometimes people who get exposed to Islam newly, everybody try to understand and learn Quran. Quran sometimes is very difficult to understand. It's very complicated. You take one surah in one chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be speaking about 4, 5, 6, 7 themes. You have to have a very high intellectual capacity to see why it's keep changing. The topic is keep changing. Topic is keep changing. I was reading Surah Al-Hashr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, you know, ma afa Allahu ala rasulihi. Ma afa Allahu ala rasulihi min ahli al-qura. Falillahi wa lirasul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks on completely different topic. And then immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed into the topic of muhajir and ansar. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to the munafiqun. Munafiqun. My respected brothers, may Allah protect, when we say munafiqun, this is the only fear every sahabi had. When Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, he is a Siddiq after sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no one greater after sallallahu alayhi wa sallam among the sahaba. The greatest person is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. But he had always fear whether there's going to be nifaq in him. My respected brothers, Quran has so much of effect in our heart. But the munafiqun lived among Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They prayed behind, but that Quran didn't have any effect on their heart. May Allah protect us, brothers. We prayed the whole night. We stood behind the Quran. You know, listening to the Quran in Taraweeh going on. If that does not change, purify our hearts. If it does not soften our heart. If the tears doesn't come. There's something wrong, man. For such extent, Allah is so merciful. He has opened the door of mercy for everyone. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's du'as were not rejected. But when it comes to munafiqun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, استغفر لهم أو لا تستغفر لهم إن تستغفر لهم لن يغفر الله لهم. You make istighfar, you don't make istighfar, no matter, I will never forgive them. Allah Allah. لن يغفر الله لهم. Allah says, I will never forgive them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from nifaq. That's a very, very important. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-nifaq. Allah protect us from nifaq. Sometimes we always think, brothers, we come when iman is high, we are in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we disobey, we come back, we have a feeling, you know, maybe there is a nifaq in it, there is a hypocrisy in it. How come we prayed at one time and again we go? We need to always keep, you know, a checking on us, because as human we make mistake. But that should not convert into nifaq. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, through Allah's rahmah, that we can, you know, actually protect ourselves. Without our own ability, we cannot do that. So my respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to, actually the ummah has to get closer to Quran and Sunnah. Quran and Sunnah. That's very, very important. Why, when it comes to people among the sahabas also, why we have, you know, we have very strong protecting the sahabas. Dignity of sahabas is very, very important, because the Quran and Sunnah was protected through them. If their credibility is in question, the Sunnah and Quran's credibility is in question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected the sahabas and says, أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. They are the party, they are the group, they are the army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who? Sahabas. Sahabas, the army of Allah. That's why we say those who find fault in Sahabas, those who divide the Sahabas. My respected brother, this goes on. That is a big problem. When yesterday we were discussing about the Karbala, it is a political thing. It was a political thing completely. It was completely a political thing. Then what happened? There was lots of misunderstanding when it comes to history. When it comes to history, you know, history get recorded sometime this way, sometime that way. Well, we need to understand, go through the history in the light of Quran and Sunnah, and we need to find the history from authentic sources. Same history can be distorted. Some people have been given a wrong history, and they have been brainwashed. They have been brainwashed and they are cursing every day the Sahabas. Na'udhu billah. May Allah grant them hidayah. May Allah purify their hearts, and may Allah purify our hearts as well. It is not their, but, you know, history has been distorted and presented to them. History was distorted and presented to them. My dear respected brothers, you know, I'm just going to run through briefly, just to give a small explanation, you know, what went through in the history after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wafat. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to the leadership, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left that to ummah. There is no clear statement in Sunnah, or there is clear statement in Quran, who will carry on with the leadership. Because this is a test for Ummah. This is a test for Ummah. We've been tested. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through his action, he indicated, after me, the most suitable person is who? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. When he was ill, he was unable to give imamah. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu was given the opportunity. Every very, very important moment in the history, in seerah, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, the first person to accept Islam. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu joined with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hijrah. Everyone else sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever can, you go ahead. Go ahead. But told Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, Ali radiyallahu anhu, to stay behind. Ali radiyallahu anhu made hijrah after Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, Umar radiyallahu anhu, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did hijrah. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Quran refers as sahib, who? The companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ. When both of them were in the cave, one person sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying for his companion, لَا تَحْزَنْ. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't have anxiety. لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Allah is with us. My respected brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam chose Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. In every moment, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu was chosen, gave those indications. So sahabas understood like mahajjatul bayda. It was very clear to all the sahabas, there is no one after Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Then when sallallahu alayhi wasallam's wafat took place, this people, sahabas, did not expect that. They loved sallallahu alayhi wasallam so much. They loved him so much, they never thought sallallahu alayhi wasallam going to leave them. Time comes for everyone. Everyone has to leave. You know, nobody, only Allah is what? Allah is hayyun la yamut. Hayyun la yamut. Wal awwal wal akhir. Allah is the first and Allah is last. Wal lahir wal batin. Allah is apparent and Allah is which is hidden. There is nothing above. There is no beginning for Allah. There is no ending for Allah. Rest of the creation, everything has a beginning and everything has an end. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose. Allah gave the choice. If you want to live, you can live long as possible. If you want to come back, you come back. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose. The mission is done. He chose. He want to go back. Ila rafiqil a'la. Ila rafiqil a'la. The most highest companion is Allah. A'la. The greatest companion. Inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should give us the opportunity to see and meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the greatest gift Ahlul Jannah will be given. Inshallah. We're worshipping our entire life Allah, but we didn't see from our eyes. But we can feel it from our heart. We are feeling it from our heart. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, that indication was given. And when sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, among the sahabas there was chaos. Umar radiallahu anhu said, if anybody says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, I will chop his neck. He couldn't accept it. He couldn't accept it. He said, like Musa alayhi salam has gone to talk to Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is gone. When in this situation, someone has to give leadership. Ali radiallahu anhu was engaged with the funeral matters. Then you know, there was munafiqun living. You must understand, at the time of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and after sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, the munafiqun they gave idea. This idea was going around for Ansar, say, okay, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there, it's fine, we all accept him as a leader. Now, for Ansar, we have a separate leader. For Muhajirun, we have a separate leader. By the time Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is departing from this earth, there was no division as Ansar and Muhajir. Everyone became brothers. Everyone became brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. Allah mentioned that. Asbahtum bi ni'matihi ikhwana. Asbahtum bi ni'matihi ikhwana. By the ni'mah of Allah, all of you became brothers. Now the tribal, geographical divisions have no matter. Now under one Islam, we are all together. My respected brother, we are here. It's a very difficult task. We have people who are background from Sri Lanka. We have people from Bangladesh. We have people from India. In India, from a different geographical location. From Gujarat, from Hyderabad, from Tamil Nadu. We have people from Africa. We have people from Arab world. We have people everywhere. Sometimes it's very difficult to be under one leadership because our emotions, our culture, our language, all these are issues. But Islam unites us. And the time of Sahaba, they all spoke Arabic language, but they had different culture. They lived in a different, you know, geographical location. So this idea was put, and then Ansar were gathered in a place and they were discussing. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he got to know, he immediately went to that camp. He took Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu and went there. He explained to them, they all know, not a single Ansar after that had a different opinion in that. Every Ansar, they all gave bay'ah to Rasul, for Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. In history is recorded, Ali radiallahu anhu got delayed to give a bay'ah. The reason scholars say, because Ali radiallahu anhu was busy with funeral. He never had any objection in his lifetime. He never displayed any displeasure when it comes to the leadership of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Whatever you hear in the history that Ali radiallahu anhu expressed displeasure about the leadership of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, those are fabricated. There's no proper authenticity for that. If Ali radiallahu had no problem for 2.5 years of his leadership, when Ali radiallahu didn't have a problem in the leadership of Umar radiallahu for 10+ years, when Ali radiallahu didn't have a problem in the leadership of Uthman radiallahu, how come later on people fabricate and say he had a problem? They use that. They say the emotion. Political people wanted political leadership. They want politically, you know, certain people became Muslim in the time of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and after, when they saw they were losing political leadership, they found, they say, okay, this is the only way we can maintain and retain our leadership, by becoming Muslim. They came with that, those objectives. Before that, there was two emperors. One is Roman, other one is Persian. Persia was lost, Rome defeated them. In the beginning of Islam, when Islam was beginning, actually Persia defeated them, but Quran says, غُلِبَتِ الرُّومِ فِي أَدْنَ الْأَرْضِ وَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ غَلْبِهِمْ سَيَغْضِبُونَ فِي بِضْعَ سِنِينَ. Persia, then the Romans were, you know, ruling everywhere. The Persians were defeated. And in a later stage, the Persian became Muslim in that region. They became Muslim, but then there was certain people, not all of them, they had different idea. Their objective niyyah was where we can retain the leadership. They were looking for opportunity where we can bring a division and retain the leadership. But in a time of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, Umar radiyallahu anhu, Uthman radiyallahu anhu, the later stage of Uthman radiyallahu anhu, there was problem starting when there was no, people did not obey the leadership because of petty reasons. My respected brothers, it's sometimes people come, we may have problems. You need to address the problem, but you don't go and disturb the entire structure. But what shaitan put, oh no, if you want to address this, you need to remove that person. My respected brothers, in the history, past history and present history, even in future, if someone try, this is very important, in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that. When there is a recognized leadership, a group of Muslim or group of people, you cannot break away. Don't break away. You may have problem. You stay there, engage with them, try to see how to negotiate and sort out problem. Don't break away. You break away, humanity will be destroyed. Ummah will get destroyed. Don't break away. My respected brothers, the later stage of Uthman radiallahu anhu, people came up with small reasons. It's certain reasons had valid, because end of the day, now Islam has spread vast all over. You know, when it comes to governing everywhere, certain governors were appointed by Uthman radiallahu anhu, they were doing certain mistakes, it was reflecting. They came on, they wanted to break this situation. My respected brothers, then the problem in the later stage, that resulted in the death of Uthman radiallahu anhu. Uthman radiallahu anhu, the saddest part is, Uthman radiallahu anhu was killed by believers who said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Uthman radiallahu anhu, while he was reading the Quran, فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ, while he was reading the Quran, the blood spread on there, and for longer period. That is a topic on its own, what happened. I'm just touching along. Uthman radiallahu anhu period. Then what happened? There was leadership after Uthman radiallahu anhu. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is also senior sahabi, and then Ali radiallahu anhu. Both of them together, but then what happened? They had difference of opinion with regard to people who assassinated Uthman radiallahu anhu. What is the result you have to take? So there was a division within the sahabas. They were divided when it comes to politically, they were divided, not ideologically. There is incident where there were two armies, they had politically different opinion, but when it comes to salah, they prayed together sometime. But this camp people went and ate together. They say the prayer is good in this side, food is good in that side. Some people came and prayed this side, and they went and ate that side. But politically they had problem, so this division was going on for a while. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was heading there, and my dear respected brothers, Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for certain people who participate in a battle of Badr, they are forgiven. And Ali radiallahu an, Allahu Akbar, from Bayt, what do you call, from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he has been right through. Like Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he was the youngest person to accept in Islam. In the right through, he has been there. He is a son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As human, they may have different of opinion. Both of them may be right, or both of them certain time issues, they, what is right and wrong politically, in difference of opinion, can only be decided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or by a judge. So we cannot come and judge them. So this division continued, my dear brothers. This division continued. Then Muawiyah radiallahu anhu had a leadership in one area. Ali radiallahu anhu had a leadership in this Kufa and that region. But my respected brothers, even at that time, Ali radiallahu anhu, or the sahabas who were with Ali radiallahu anhu, they never ever found fault in Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu anhu, Uthman radiallahu anhu. No, they were always making dua. They were always making dua. They never said those people became kafir. They never said those people left the fold of Islam. No, na'udhu billah. My respected brothers and sisters in Islam. So then what happened? This division was going on. Then after Ali radiallahu anhu passed away, his son Hassan radiallahu anhu takes over. When Hassan radiallahu anhu takes over, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hassan radiallahu anhu will make peace. He's a very soft character. He thought, this cannot go on. He went and spoke to Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, a senior person. He's young. He went and spoke to Muawiyah radiallahu anhu and said, you know what? Let us make sulh. We are together. We are one. Politically different. They agreed. And Hassan radiallahu anhu went and gave bay'ah to Muawiyah radiallahu anhu with a condition that after Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's, you know, khilafah, it will be given to Hassan radiallahu anhu. And my respected brothers, when it comes to how do you choose a leadership, Islam has kept it very open. Some come democracy, they say this way, that way. It is open. It is left to the people. Mashura. Left to the people. Different part of the world, there is different system exists right through. Right through. Before Islam, after Islam, different way. As long as people accept and there is acceptance among the people for the leadership, that has to continue. The democracy was introduced when? When the Western forces going and invading, where was democracy? Where was democracy? Did they rule the world with democracy? My respect, it's a topic on its own. It's not, democracy is not completely wrong, neither we cannot say that everywhere. Even now, there's diplomatic relationship with all this world. Some of the countries have democracy, some of the countries they don't have democracy. They have diplomatic relationship and it goes on. So when it comes to political leadership, it's a very sensitive area. But what happened? Hassan radiallahu anhu was poisoned. You know, I'm telling you, there's always munafiqs. There's always third person who is trying to create. We must be always watch out with that. When two people are there, this person is giving leadership. This, we need to be very careful. We must try to communicate and clarify matters. Right? You cannot, maybe you are not agreeing, but we need to have the, you know, transparency that we can communicate. We don't act based on information what you get here and there. What is happening in Ummah is that even within ulamas, one group come and say, we have ulamas, some followers, and then you have some followers there, that people will come and say, oh, you know, he told that to you. They carry a message and we try to do this. This is shaitan's work. Shaitan's work. When Hassan radiallahu anhu passed away, so that agreement, after Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is old, Muawiyah's son Yazid, with regard to Yazid ibn Muawiyah, majority of scholars, some scholars keep quiet, some scholars says he made mistake, some scholars says, no, he didn't do, people misuse his authority, the generals who are under him misuse his authority, and they did certain things. This is, Allah knows, these all will come in the light. We are not here to judge. We are not here to judge. But many of the Sahabas who were living at that time, they were not happy about the leadership of Yazid ibn Muawiyah, that we can see in the history. But what happened? They kept quiet. Umar radiallahu anhu's son, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, they were all alive. They were alive. But they never ever revolted. Even Hussein radiallahu anhu, he didn't like it. He thought, okay, my brother is passed away, so that should be, it should be respected, it should be given to me back. Yes, there is a, you know, fine, there is an argument in that regard, politically. But that didn't happen. So he thought, okay, I will leave, I'll come out, we don't need all this. He left, he came out. But people of that region, Kufa, they wrote letters after letter, letters after letter, letters after letter. Then he found, if you have a big, larger number of people is giving bay'ah, you become legitimate leader. Now you take this country. You take, sometimes country is a very small country. But legitimacy is given. You take Brunei is a small population. Legitimacy is given. Maldives is small population, not even 500,000. For that leadership, legitimacy is given. So Hussein radiallahu anhu didn't go in the intention of fighting or battling. He thought, okay, this region, these people, didn't want the leadership of Muawiyah. Like how before, you know, Hassan radiallahu anhu, how he exists under the leadership of Ali radiallahu anhu. Now you take the Middle East. You take the Middle East, you take the Arab world. How many leaders? They're having what? Diplomatic relationship, different leaders, different countries. They have geographical location for them. So nothing wrong. You can live as brothers. You can live. So Hussein radiallahu anhu thought that. When he was going, he thought he's going to have a big number of people. Big number of people. Before he went, actually he sent his cousin brother. His cousin brother was sent there. Aqil, I think, he was sent there. He went there and he also wrote back in saying that big number is ready. Big number was ready. Then the army of Yazid came, they captured him. And a small number, you see, they were big in number, but army of Yazid came 10 or 11 or 12, not more than 20 when initially they came in. The people of that region, they could have all just, you know, overtaken them. They never, when Hussein radiallahu anhu, cousin brother was captured, they never spoke a single word. They never fought against it. When Hussein radiallahu anhu was getting ready, many sahaba said, don't do that. You know, they said, don't go, not for any reason. They told, don't trust. They gave difficult time for your father. They betrayed your father. These people who took their own father, Ali radiallahu anhu, as leaders, they gave him difficulty. And Hassan radiallahu anhu, they gave problem to your brother. They betrayed your brother so many times. So don't trust them and go. They were begging him. But eventually he decided he wants to go. And he goes halfway. When he goes, he realizes he's been betrayed. One side, it's wrong of the army of Yazid what they did. Because he's his grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are not justifying saying what happened to Hussein radiallahu anhu and his family is right. No, it is zulm. It is aggression. We Ahlul Sunnah, we are not saying that right and we are not saying what happened is right. It's wrong. Whatever history has recorded. But that's not an ideological problem. That is not our religious problem. It is wrong. Those who did that, Allah will definitely punish them. There's no, whoever it is responsible, Allah will definitely punish them. You know what happened? He was caught. Water was not given to him. He was captured around. There was thousands of people. They could have come and helped. They invited him. Just imagine. They invited him. They told him to come when the enemies came. Oh, people who are against him came and surrounded him. Not a single person came to him. Isn't it a betrayal? It's the biggest betrayal. But nobody speaking about that. My respected brothers and sisters in Islam, they betrayed Hussein radiallahu anhu. They betrayed the family of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But now they are using the name of family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to express against the Sahabas, to express that they love the family. My respected brothers, we love the family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one eye and Sahabas is other eye. We will not give up on any one of them. We will never give up on any one of them. Their honor, their dignity, it belongs to, it is our honor and our dignity. Their honor and dignity, it is the honor and the dignity of our deen, our Islam and our iman. My respected brothers and sisters in Islam, then what happened? This incident happened. He was captured. Then he was assassinated. Story goes on. And my respected brothers, this Karbala, the mourning and weeping start 3 years later. There was a person's name. It doesn't come to my mind because I was supposed to just go through last night. I couldn't go through whole night. I was busy in Masjid Jannah. But anyway, there was one person. He started. He used, okay, this is the opportunity. He came back and he, why they hitting themselves? Not why they must hit themselves. They hit themselves for their mistake of betraying Hussein radiallahu anhu. That's where the ideology started. Betraying Hussein radiallahu anhu. Why they must punish themselves? Betraying Hussein radiallahu anhu. My respected brothers, from there onwards only this ideology started, fabrication of hadith started, and these political things, you know, came up. They wanted to have politically different ideology. And they use that ideology to get political leadership. Say that we're going to take revenge back from these people. They could have, initially, they could have prevented it. They could have prevented it. But anyway, this is Qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever happened, it happened in the Qadr of Allah. And there's so much of lesson for us to learn. But my respected brothers, in this incident, we need to try to understand this Karbala. Even the brothers who are having different opinion, they have been brainwashed. So if we take and actually put those facts and educate the people, definitely some of those brothers, they have iman in their heart. They have iman, but then there is a problem because they have been trained to think that way. The narration which is given to them is that. Generation after generation, this is being given to them. So we have a duty to present and convey the message. My Ustad Rahimullah, he started a mission called Al-Mahajjah. Al-Mahajjah, in that mission, there is a website you can go and read all this. You can get more detail on that. In that, my Ustad Mawla Taha Quran Rahimahullah, he has detailed speech about this entire history. His main objective was academically, with historical facts and prove to historical facts to prove to the Ummah what really transpired at that time. And even to our brothers who are having a different opinion, our brothers and sisters, when they learn Allahu Akbar, there are many brothers, they have come back to the right path by learning and reading. So that was one of his mission. And he dedicated his life. In our library, there was a huge collection of books which is written by their scholars. From their scholars. And then so many fabrication and all that. He used to bring all those evidence. But he used to exert himself so much. When we ask, he used to say, you know, in day of Qiyamah, when I'm there. So in his later part, initial stage, he was busy clarifying this difference between Ahlul Sunnah and Shia and ideological difference, where it started and everything. In the later part of his life, he was so much engaged in preserving and protecting, defending Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because there was a threat from people who call themselves Ahlul Quran. They want to only follow the Quran without by rejecting the Sunnah. You cannot do that. But his last period, he was doing lots of maqra, reading of the hadith from different kitabs. All the sanad was read. He would say that in day of Qiyamah, Abu Bakr, Umar radiallahu anhu, Usman radiallahu anhu must come and tap my back. My only hope, I did all this in hope, they must come and tap my back and said, oh, you defended my honor, Allahu Akbar. You defended. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should tap and say that. Later stage, after he passed away, some of our students had a similar dream. May Allah, you know, grant him Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the company of Sahabas and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, when I'm standing, I would have only one regret, you know, with regard to him, that I could have spent more time and learned from him more. But it is too late now. Now I need to try and learn and benefit, and whatever I benefit from him to convey, whatever I'm doing, it is Sadaqatul Jariyah for him. It's going on there. So it is my duty to convey whatever I have learned from him. So my respected brothers, when it comes to this division, it got nothing to do religious wise. It's got to do, you know, a political division. They make use of it. They brought religious ideology into that. Through that only this happened. Then even after Hussein radiallahu anhu passed away, immediately they didn't start. 3-4 years late only they started, and they bought a movement. A movement going on with this movement of people who regret, who start hitting themselves. They went to that place where Hussein radiallahu anhu passed away. They brought a lot of emotion to it. Like even we can't accept that. What happened to Hussein radiallahu anhu and family? We cannot accept. Now they take that and they narrate those stories, and they go on, you know, describing it like we are also for it. No, we are not for it. What happened, we are not for it. You know, whatever happened, it was wrong. So my respected brothers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and you understanding. I'm very sorry I took a little bit of more time. All of you are tired. I didn't realize that. But inshallah, we will try to continue. And tomorrow and day after, inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.